Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about some of the great kingdom resources that you can find through fourthstream.com.
We've really enjoyed spending these first this first month with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a lot of things planned as things unfold. But we're excited about what the kingdom is.
Mm-hmm.
And so fourthstream.com is kind of the culmination of a number of decades of us working together, starting things, being involved in our city, in our community. And we have met some great people
mm-hmm.
in our city.
And we just kind of figuring out what the kingdom means. How do you live in it? How do you participate? Who are we?
Well, one of the messages that we've landed on over these years of development is the idea of finding hope. And that's what we say at fourthstream.com.
Uh-huh.
We are finding hope because our hope is in King and Kingdom. You know, we're actively involved in church life and we love the church. We've
mm-hmm.
been committed to it for a long time, but the power of the church is the King and his kingdom. And that's also the foundation of hope in people's hearts. So probably one of the neatest things about being connected to God through his son, Jesus, is that the Spirit gives us the ability to hear his voice, and not always in an audible way, but in a spiritual way.
Mm-hmm.
His Spirit inside of us connects us with our Creator, and through his word, he actually speaks to us, and in the course of our lives, our friendship with him grows, and we learn to talk to him just like a loved one to a dear friend.
Yeah, and I love how he wants to talk through us and work through us and draw us in with other people and kind of connect us all. And that's how he speaks to us and works with us. You and I had an acquaintance and we'd heard he'd had a stroke. And I mean an acquaintance. This is not someone we ever run into. So, and I say that because it would never prompt us to pray for him because we saw him. But between you and me both, God prompted us at different times to pray for him. And it was interesting, just this week, I saw him out in public and he was walking and talking to people, completely interacting with people. And it was so encouraging to feel like he didn't need to know I prayed for him. It was just, I thought it was very kind of God to let me in on what he was doing in that man's life and that he had prompted us to pray for him.
And that's a story of hope. And, you know, we can't change the whole world, but we can impact our part of the world, especially if we're hearing God's voice and do what we're directed to do. This is one of my favorite verses. It's out of Ephesians 5. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. That is so cool.
Yeah. When we lived in Wisconsin, and this is just a story about me feeling like Christ shined on me. He shone on me. When we lived in Wisconsin, I was really miserable. We went there for 2 years. We had a new baby. He was a sick baby. We knew he was looking at heart surgery. I was mad at you for moving me. We lived in the country.
We're like bumpkins.
Oh, we were. But, you know, you were my only friend, but you're also my lover. So, you know, I had that sort of love-hate relationship with you. But I can remember going for walks down this country lane and begging God not to let me become a bitter woman. I was really frightened because bitter women are so unbecoming. And I was like, I do not want to be
that.
So
are bitter men.
They are, but I'm a woman. Anyway, it was just the idea of just begging God not to let me become that kind of a person, because I felt like there were a lot of forces working against me, just my own kid, my husband, within my own family. And I felt like God kept me from that by reminding me of his goodness and kept me from becoming bitter and brought me out of that. And he brought me out of that before we moved back to Des Moines. And so that was a good thing for me to see that that God did that. It wasn't my circumstances that did that.
Well, and the whole idea of story is something that we have really engaged at fourthstream.com. In fact, I wrote a book several years ago called Curious Journey, and it talks about the importance of personal story. And, you know, some stories are difficult to hear, and some make you cry, and some make you laugh your
mm-hmm.
face off. We have a lot of laughing friends that we love to tell stories with. But life is all about connecting, and story is the doorway to meaningful human interaction. And I like to say your story is the real story,
mm-hmm.
and when you see your story through God's eyes. And that's what Curious Journey is about, and we're talking about resources today. You can find that at fourthstream.com. Click on it. It's not a long read, but it covers topics that are mm-hmm. conversational topics not just to have with other people, but to have with yourself.
Right. I love the tapestry picture. It's really defining for me. We have a friend that years and years ago, he moved to Arizona. God just moved them there. He was a principal at a school that was, you know, a needy school. He poured his heart into those kids and that community. Hadn't seen him for years and years. And when we did see him, he was talking about someone he had met who was a missionary in other countries. And lo and behold, this man is an uncle to our son-in-law. And I just remember going, wow, this is God showing me a little bit of the back of the tapestry. It's all messy. You know, we were all in different places. All these things had happened in all three families. But he was showing me that we are all still connected. And it's a huge deal to feel like I don't see people all the time, but I am not alone. I am in this curious journey with lots and lots of people.
Well, we like to call that the work side of the tapestry.
Yeah.
Because you've got the beautiful side that you end up with that the artist is accomplishing. But on the back, you know, if you've ever seen a tapestry made, it's got all these, you know, just these different pieces and threads and whatever, and they're just kind of a mess on the back going from here to there. But when you turn it over, there's a master plan in the master's hands. Mm-hmm. And that's what Curious Journey is about. You might want to check it. Now, check it out. Now, I also just finished another book out of the book of Matthew called, and I'm calling it Kingdom, Finding Your True Self. And you know, the kingdom doesn't receive as much attention in church history as you think that it should, but it's so central to the teaching of Jesus. And it's not so much the church isn't as important, but it's that the church is built upon the foundation of the kingdom, as well as in the individual priesthood of believers. So seeing your relationship between you and the king helps you understand what it means to be involved with the work of God's church in the world.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it was really a paradigm shift. And it is super hard to shift a paradigm, I think. At least it is for me. Especially mine was a family paradigm, but then it's also our culture paradigm, I think. And one of the things I had to recognize was how I was applying it. For me, one thing would be I was inviting people to church to hear the gospel, as though I was laying that responsibility at someone else's feet to do that, rather than recognizing that maybe it was my job to just live in that person's arena and
be the gospel.
Be the gospel. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we don't invite people, you know, to fellowship with us for good teaching and getting to know people. I mean, you're a pastor. Of course, we're
committed to that.
We're committed and we're excited about the body of believers. But for me, that was kind of a paradigm shift of putting some more responsibility on myself and taking the gospel to people rather than bringing them to me. Well, and what I was doing.
And that's really what launched the gospel in the first century. I love this verse. It's out of Acts 1. To these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the kingdom book's about. You can check that out. It's be coming up on the website here pretty soon at forestream.com. Also, the Curious Journey book, which is there. You might find those as helpful tools for conversations with yourself as well as other people. And I didn't really develop that very well, but the idea, it's all about what's in Matthew. Jesus spent a lot of time explaining the kingdom to us so that the church could have the benefit and the power of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. You just talked about that he came back and did many convincing proofs. And I often think, I wonder exactly what those proofs were. I mean, I know that he showed that he was actual flesh and blood by eating and drinking so that they didn't think he was a spirit or a ghost, or I don't know what was going on in their time with that kind of witchcraft. But, you know, he made sure that they knew he was back as a body, not just a spirit. But I wonder what other convincing proofs there were. It just makes me curious.
Apparently enough to catapult the tidal wave of the gospel into the world. So, you know, you got the Kingdom book and the Curious Journey book, which are resources underneath the banner of forestream.com, Finding Hope, which Forestream, by the way, you know, there have been three major movements of the spirit in America. We're hoping for the fourth one during our lifetime. And that leads into the God story, which, you know, it's easy to think that you're not anything special. Mm-hmm. So the free God Story courses help you discover the meaningful context of your life. Questions like, how can you trust the words of the Bible to be true? Why are there so many religions in the world? And how can you find an authentic one? And what is the purpose of your life? And why is there so much pain in the world? And how can you find hope in such a turbulent place? So all of these are wrapped up in the answers that the God Story has given. And so we've got this this course called, it's at thegodstory.com, mm-hmm. which you can find at forestream.com, that is very accessible and goes through the basic understandings from the scriptures. So again, you can have conversations, and it gives you a format to have that conversation with somebody in your home, somebody in your neighborhood, somebody at work.
I think one of the good things about doing that study for me was the work was done for me. You'd already done the work in ways that I couldn't have done it. And so it was looking at the Old Testament scriptures, tying them with the new and vice versa, and just how all of a sudden you discover Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world, and Jesus created the earth and man, and it's the same Jesus in the revelation at the end of the scriptures. But to tie all that together, along with lots of other things, you know, about pain and hope, and it just to have that all tied together from the beginning to the end was just really instructive to me.
And there's a course at thegodstory.com, which will take you through that. We'll send you emails. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely free, and it's something you can pass on to a friend who lives in California. Mm-hmm. Lord knows they need it there. Hebrews 4, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. So the God Story is powerful.
Mm-hmm. And I think what a relief it is that we don't have to try to trust our own motives and intentions, but just that we can know God is willing to help us sort them out if we're open to his input.
Absolutely. And so we're talking about resources today at forestream.com. You've got that website, which has lots of stuff on it, but the Curious Journey book, the Kingdom book, the GodStory.com mm-hmm. experience, which is there. We also have spent some time developing, because, you know, family life has been a big deal to us. So we've developed something called MyStrongHome.com. Mm-hmm. And at MyStrongHome, you're going to find a lot of free resources, because home is where our story begins. And in MyStrongHome.com, it considers what it means to provide an atmosphere that will give us the best chance of establishing a spiritual home.
So talking about an atmosphere, I have a quick story. We have some friends who were gone on vacation on their anniversary. They'd been married about 22 years, and they discovered themselves around some young couples at a dinner. And the young couples were saying, however did you stay married for 22 years? Now, the female of this couple I'm talking about is the talker. The husband is never not a part of the conversation, though. He's always, you know, with it. But she paused and looked at him like, if you're going to, you know, he always tends to say something poignant. And she waited to see what he would say, thinking he'd probably say something grandiose about God or their faith. And he said, we have surrounded ourselves with couples who have been committed to their marriages and to us. And without that, we couldn't have made it. And that's a little bit what MyStrongHome.com will help you find, is that kind of encouragement that you want to do this. In our culture, it will be very difficult to be successful without confirmation from other people trying to do the same thing.
It reminds me of that passage in Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Well, that implies a real partnership between mm-hmm. you know, between the parents and to establish that as they...
But again, it's between parents, but it's very difficult in our culture to do that without doing it with support.
Well, as we said before, forestream.com is a collection of resources, and we have been talking about those resources today. A couple of books, a good study, and something on strong homes. Mm-hmm. And all of those things are absolutely free to help you experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we are finding hope at forestream.com.